Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
93 WIVC. It's Terry Stacey and Tina McIntosh. This is Caregiver Crossing. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. We've actually got two guests on the phone with us this morning, Terry. We've got Linda Wooden. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
And Amber Allersmeyer. Did I say it right, Amber?
Yeah, you sure did.
Woo!
good morning.
And Amber, you are Linda's daughter.
Right.
And we are here talking... Linda, follow me, people. Just stick with me for a second here. We are here talking. Linda's husband, Bill, is a resident on a memory care unit at Countryside Meadows. Did I get all that right?
You sure did.
All right. So just to recap, class, we've got Linda on the phone along with her daughter, Amber. And Linda's husband, Bill, is a resident at a memory care unit at Countryside Meadows. And ladies, we're really happy that you could join us this morning. Thanks for taking the time. We know it's early.
No, it's fine.
We wanted to talk a little bit just about your journey with caregiving. We find that as we share stories of caregiving, there are things that people can relate with, and it really helps us realize that by far we are not alone. I mean, statistically, one in three of us is a family caregiver at this time, and that number has actually changed. It used to be one in four. And so you're just helping us to realize that this is truly a community for caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
That's right.
Amber, take us back a little bit, your father's diagnosis and when you realized that some changes were happening in the dynamics of your family?
Well, for us, it felt like it appeared pretty suddenly because he started exhibiting some behaviors that was very out of the ordinary and very sudden and very extreme. So in addition to that, he was having some physical problems. He had basically kind of forgotten how to swallow, so he was losing weight rapidly, and it was quite a scary time for us. You know, we went through some real difficulties trying to figure out how to get care for him. He's also diabetic.
Oh, I think we may have lost Amber here for just a second. We're going to try and get her back on the phone. Linda, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Okay, so...
I can hear you guys.
Oh, there you are.
She is. She's back.
You just had a little hiccup. So, yeah. Amber, we hear often about looking for signs. And your dad's diagnosis, is it Alzheimer's when it comes to the memory side?
Dementia.
Okay, he has a dementia. And we hear about warning signs for dementia, and we know that those can be around for a long time, but as you're saying, can, you know, suddenly really kind of be in our presence.
Well, I think there were warning signs prior to that.
Sure.
But they were subtle.
Well, and what kind of warning signs did you see? Because I'll be honest with you, I hear about these or I see the commercials on television, and I think it's easy for all of us to think that we've got some kind of a dementia.
Yeah, I think that often, yeah.
And what were some of those warning signs that you were seeing?
Well, I think Mom was noticing things more so, but just thought it was the dynamics of being married for over 50 years. And
amen, sister.
He often would say things that she had never said, but she would be just like, okay, maybe I said it. You know, so some things, memory things. He would couldn't find his words, but we kind of wrote it off as being, you know,
diabetes.
70 years old.
Well, yeah, and if he's diabetic as well, if he's having a low or yeah.
He was real young. He had, you know. Go ahead.
So, you know, those kinds of things, and looking back, and Mom, I don't know if you can think of any other things that, you know, he became kind of obsessive compulsive, and I would assume that there was some of that going on as well prior
sure.
to the extreme. But they were kind of subtle.
Well, and the
things you associate with aging anyway.
The reality is, I think when we start to lose control, you know, in particular when we start to have those, the forgetfulness and the dementia, then we control what we can, which probably does present itself very much as an OCD. So,
right.
Well,
right.
And Bill's a very strong person and he's always been in control. And, you know, you just think, oh, no, this, you know, you just go along with him because.
That's right.
He knows what he's doing.
So, well, and you
know, I can see signs back, you know, that I would recognize now, you know.
Well, retrospect is always the clarity
yes.
that we need.
Yes.
So there comes a time then when, ladies, you realize something serious is going on and it's mm-hmm. time to seek medical attention. So what was it that allowed you and kind of forced you into turning that corner?
Well, he was having difficulty with his diabetic needs. He had gone on a pump about a year prior and was great with it, and all of a sudden he was not able to use his pump. So we were forced into a situation where, after living away from him for over 30 years, and mom, he would never let mom help him with that, trying to figure out how to help him with that. And things kind of went downhill from there. In the meantime, you know, for the first time in his life, he allowed me to go to the doctor with them. We were seeing a family practitioner, and he was the first one that said, hey, maybe we're looking at dementia here.
Boy, and Amber, that's a big deal, is to allow you to go with. We recommend that a lot to folks.
Yes.
And so I do want to tell listeners, if you're just joining us, you're hearing the voice of Amber Ullersmeyer, who is the daughter of Linda Wooden, and Linda's husband, Bill, Amber's father, has a diagnosis, a couple of different diagnoses, diabetes and dementia, and had some other physical challenges, and now is a resident in a memory care unit at Countryside Meadows, which is an American senior community. And what has that experience been like for you?
Well, I think in a word, fantastic, wonderful. You know, as far as his other health challenges, within a very short time after being there, he was actually on a feeding tube when he entered. They took care of those needs, and he gained weight, and he, through their therapies there, relearned how to swallow and got off of that in
yeah.
a pretty short time. And that's something that once you go on that, you don't know if you'll ever get off.
Well, and I was going to, you mentioned that before too. And so for folks who are listening, a lot of times if there is a dementia diagnosis, whether you know it or not, one of the things that happens is our body forgets how to swallow. And so mm-hmm. that can be a very serious sign that there is a dementia going on. And you're right, there is with speech therapy. We don't think about that often with speech, but speech therapists can help you relearn that that behavior. So I'm really glad to hear your dad was able to recover from that.
He fully recovered from that. I think one of his motivations was...
And he has gained more weight than he should.
Yeah. Well, you know, haven't we all?
We don't care.
One of his motivations, I believe, was to be able to drink coffee again.
Well, good for him. I thought you were going to go for shakes.
No.
So, ladies, we only have a couple of moments left here. There are a lot of folks who listen to the show that are personal caregivers for someone they love in their life, but there are also those who listen who are in the profession. And if there's any word that you can say to, you know, your friends at Countryside Meadows who help care for Bill, or for anyone who is in this healthcare, this aging profession in particular, what is it that you would share with those folks?
Well, I'll go first, if that's okay. And I just want to say that... We believe that one of the biggest differences that has set Countryside Meadows apart, and by the way, he was in another facility briefly prior to this one, is that the nurses there they truly care. They truly love their patients. And it's exhibited daily. And I think the patients know that. And I think that really helps with the comfort level for the patients. My dad has come to know that as his home away from home, and he's very happy there.
Well, and whether or not the residents remember your name, they know the feeling that you bring them of that peace and that comfort and care. And so I think that's a great point. Linda, is there anything, we've got to close here, but is there anything that you would want to share with people who are in the profession?
I just think, well, Amber did a great job, but I have never, couldn't be happier with where we're at. And like she said, we have cooperation. If we have a complaint or something, you know, they never, not a complaint, but a suggestion, they take it the way they should. And not, you know, some people think that we're trying to tell them how to do their job, but they're never been that way. And it's just been a really good experience for us.
Right.
And
ladies,
I get to bring him home pretty often, and that's good too. So.
Excellent. Ladies, thank you so much for sharing your personal journey with us. And we look forward to hearing more good things about Bill and your journey here.
Thank you.
ASCSeniorCare.com.
You're listening to Caregiver Crossing, 93 WIBC.